morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Very excited to have you with us here tonight, as always. It is Saturday, June 23rd, 2007, 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Amazing how fast time flies. 2 hours in, 1 hour left to go. And welcome to all of you joining us on the website there for the network, www.republicbroadcasting.org. You can listen live there, and of course, lots of other great things you can do. Stories you can read, articles you can check out, information, links, any number of things, as well as a wide variety of products you can purchase. And when you do so, of course, you do support this show and you support this network, and you allow us to continue to do what we love to do, which is highlight things going on in the world, such as what we're talking about this evening, China, and a variety of other things, which you'll see where we go. Anyway, welcome to all of you, and be aware of our phone number. You can utilize this hour in the open line forum that you may like, that you may enjoy, that you may want to participate in. It's very simple. 1-800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And don't forget about the show website, put together by Webmaster James, working very hard, and we appreciate him endlessly. That website is www.franklyspeakingradio.com. So when we left off, we were talking about all these stories that are pointing some fingers at China. Now, again, some very subtle, some not so subtle, including the headline for this one, U.S. military prepared for the worst with China. Okay. So now we find out that China is making extreme advances very, very boldly, saying that they're absolutely planning on you know, doing the cyber warfare thing and acquiring defense secrets from the United States and so on and so forth, and it goes on and on. Then we found out that China might be involved in arming the insurgents that we see in Iraq, and then also the insurgency with the Taliban in Afghanistan by way of Iran. Then we saw the pitiful attempts to make a case that it's solely involved with Iran, that they're doing the whole thing and they're all behind it, and it falls apart under scrutiny, as you saw. But then this story again from the mainstream, these are all mainstream news stories from the AFP, June 13th. It says, China's secretive transformation of its military power leaves the United States preparing for the worst eventualities, including over Taiwan, said a Pentagon official on Wednesday. About 900 missiles are in place opposite Taiwan, while China is also rolling out far more sophisticated long-range nuclear missiles, combat planes, warships, and submarines, said the Department of Defense. Now, surely all of those articles of war are merely to combat rain and hail in preparation for the Olympics, correct? I don't believe that either. But it says Richard Lawless. Nice name for the Pentagon Deputy Undersecretary for Asia-Pacific Affairs, don't you think? Richard Lawless said the U.S. government urgently wanted to launch a strategic dialogue to discuss China's military intentions, especially over nuclear arms. He said to a hearing of the House of Representatives Armed Services Committee, quote, I think if we had a true dialogue of depth, we might be able to constrain and put some of those issues of Chinese intent to bed. Not being able to, we must plan and prepare for the worst. It is an area of intense concern, and we are giving it due attention from the highest levels of the Department of Defense and the interagency discussion, end quote. Wow. We must plan and prepare for the worst in regards to Chinese military intent. It is of intense concern. We're giving it due attention from the highest levels of the Department of Defense and interagency discussion. So right then and there, folks, you can see that China is a concern. Now, I'm not going to say they're in the crosshairs because, again, they don't have anything we want. Everything we want from them, we get because of the pro-business stance that the Bush administration has taken. China just flaunting their participation and involvement with people we deem to be our enemies. And that's because they see it as a financial boon for them. Stay with us. We're back in three.
Attention. This is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stuck. stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen. We're discussing this very important story. Very little attention given to this here in the U.S. media. This is from the AFP, and it talks about the Deputy Undersecretary for Asia-Pacific Affairs from the Pentagon, Richard Lawless, discussing to, the House of Representatives Armed Services Committee about China, saying that we don't know what China is doing with all of their advanced weaponry and all their pursuits of military technology. As a result of that, we have to plan and prepare for the worst, meaning presumably all-out warfare with China. Now, this on top of the story that talked about them being involved in cyber warfare, this on top of the story that indicated that they were actively involved in arms shipments to our enemies in the Middle East. It's very intriguing. Lawless alleged, quote, a deliberate effort on the part of China's leaders to mask the nature of Chinese military capabilities, end quote, which he said could only ring precautionary alarm bells for the U.S. and other governments. China's successful test of an anti-satellite weapon in January could, quote, disrupt, delay, and frustrate our ability to operate in space, end quote. Also very, very interesting. It says, and its growing sophistication in cyber warfare, again, back to that, has given China the capacity, quote, to attack and degrade our computer systems, end quote. So China can knock satellites out of the air, meaning we can't spy on them. They can attack and degrade our computer systems with their cyber warfare technologies. They're actively involved in arming our enemies in the Middle East, but this is all being kept silent by the Bush administration, who's actively aware of these things. China not really too concerned about it for a number of reasons, because, again, they have the upper hand. You know, with all the debt that they own in the United States, what are we going to do? What could we possibly do to China? Nothing, really. But at the same time, it's all about money. Folks, you have to understand that all corruption, all non-ethical and illegal activities, all stem from the power of money. That's what it's all about. And that's what we're seeing here as well. So you've got people out there warning about China, but nobody's listening. Nobody in the government anyway, because they're saying, well, I got my check from the government of China, so we'll just go ahead and vote against this. I'm obviously exaggerating. I don't think that the government of China is going to be sending out endorsement checks to the politicians, at least not directly. You never know what's happening behind the scenes or by way of third, fourth, and, 20th parties. But nevertheless, Lawless was briefing U.S. lawmakers on an annual Pentagon report issued last month that questioned China's lack of transparency in its defense budgeting and suggested it could be, quote, planning for preemptive military options in advance of a regional crisis, end quote. So the United States, with their doctrine of preemptive warfare, is concerned about China's lack of transparency with their military planning and their idea that they may be planning for their preemptive war of their own if their territories might be compromised. Now, obviously, this opens up a variety of different things, such as Taiwan, but other areas as well. So they're concerned about China being involved in preemptive warfare when something affects their area or their territory or their region. This is very, very significant, folks. It says the expensive upgrading of Chinese offensive systems, quote, is tilting the military balance in the mainland's favor against Taiwan, but also risks upsetting the regional balance of power in Asia and beyond, said Lawless. So, China, we have to plan and prepare for the worst in regards to China because they might be involved in preemptive war and so on and so forth. Okay, well, what do we do then? Well, this one came out on the 18th from the AFP as well. Australia and the United States launched a massive war game Monday aimed at honing their ability to act together against threats to Asia-Pacific security, said commanders. I think that's interesting. Very interesting, in fact. So Asian-Pacific security war games being conducted right now between Australia and the United States. More than 20,000 U.S. troops and 12,000 Australians, backed by a total of 30 ships and 125 aircraft, will be involved in Operation Talisman Saber 2007 on the northeast coast until July 2nd. Vice Admiral Doug Crowder, commander of the U.S. Navy's 7th Fleet, said uncertainty and unpredictability remained a threat to economic prosperity in the Asia-Pacific region. This is exactly the same kind of thing we've been hearing about in regards to Iran. Oh, there's another strike group heading over towards Iran. Oh, there's more troops heading into Iraq. Oh, there's this going on. Oh, there's that going on. But the same things are happening in regards to China. You have to look at these things in a broad context, my friends, because I do think, what have we heard constantly? That there's a troop surge in Iraq, it's not working. Okay, it's not working in Iraq, but what if the point is just to get a bunch of troops into Iraq to deal with Iran, which I think is what they're doing? At the same time, we have bases and troops in a lot of different places. This is a war game scenario, and we somehow freed up 20,000 U.S. troops? It's a game, right? Just a training exercise. 20,000? Aren't they needed somewhere? Isn't there a war going on somewhere? Yep, there is. and this might be exactly what they're training for, is this type of war with this type of enemy on this type of battlefield, meaning, of course, the water. But but what I'm saying here is that it would seem to me, and this is just my take on it, if you look at the military maneuvers going on around the planet, we are actively involved in strategically placing personnel, armaments, and artillery to knock out a responsive strike against U.S. forces after a strike preemptively on Iran. Now, this could be by the United States. It could be by Israel. But Iran's about to get invaded. And personnel and things are in place to deal with perhaps a Russian response or perhaps a Chinese response. Those are really the two big supporters of Iran that we have concerns about. Now, there's obviously some degree of concern about Hugo Chavez down there in Venezuela, but certainly Venezuela does not have the military force of a country like China or a country like Russia. But yet we keep hearing about missile defense plans and you know, Russia, Vladimir Putin, very upset about that. We're hearing about this war game to deal with Asian Pacific security concerns. And again, why is it a concern? Because economic prosperity is being threatened. Isn't that why all wars are fought? But economic prosperity, that's what it's all about. It's about the money. It says the war game will involve parachute regiments and amphibious forces paving the way for land-based attacks, along with a series of land, sea, and air exercises from bases at Rockhampton and Townsville in Queensland State. Australian Prime Minister John Howard is a close ally of U.S. President George W. Bush and has contributed troops to U.S.-led operations in both Iraq and Afghanistan. I find that to be extremely interesting, my friends. I think you should as well. So Taiwan was specifically mentioned, and I find that to be intriguing as well on a number of levels, right? Because here's what's going on. Taiwan has said, we want to be independent. And the United States is Taiwan's biggest ally, right? We supply them with arms. We supply them with, you know, different sort of agreements and obviously a lot of trade going on. Taiwan says, we want our independence. China says, no way, Jose. Not happening. We're going to aim 900 missiles at your little island, and if you even speak the word independence, we're just going to blow you right into the ocean. So the United States, who wants to bring democracy to the world, they want to bring freedom because it's God's gift to human beings. It's not America's gift to anybody else. We're just delivering the gift. We didn't buy the gift. We didn't make the gift. We didn't purchase the gift. We're just delivering it. It's God's gift. Freedom is God's gift to all human beings. Except Taiwanese people. Oh, excuse me, they're Chinese people, right? Because China owns Taiwan? Yeah. But we can go out there and tell all the horror stories of how children and women and poor people and men and everybody's mistreated in Iraq and say, oh, they're going to greet us with flowers and cheering in the streets when we liberate them from the horrible, horrible, horrible dictator Saddam Hussein. I mean, that's one of the reasons, isn't it? I mean, it's not the primary reason. Weapons of mass destruction certainly is what was lifted up as being the primary reason why we went into Iraq. But at the same time, it was all about, it was about saving people's lives. It was liberating people. Operation Iraqi Freedom, right? What about Taiwan? They're saying, hey, look, we want to be free. And the United States is like, well, yeah. See, the problem is that with Iraq, we can pick on them pretty easy. They don't really have a whole lot of friends. But you guys, yeah, you're a tiny little island, and China is a behemoth of a country. There's no way. So you're kind of on your own. So we kind of left Taiwan to drift, if you will, no pun intended, just out there by themselves saying, you're on your own. We'll sort of passively behind the scenes maybe help you out with some things. But there's no way in hell that if China and Taiwan ever started duking out that we would get anywhere near that publicly. Anyway, there is something that possibly could be causing this all to really come to a head. And we'll continue our news segment here, folks, when we come back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural.com.
Ah. Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan, and I'm thrilled you're with us. Again, my friends, when you're looking at this whole big picture, and it's taken us so far about 2 hours and 25 minutes to get here, what you're seeing is a lot of attention being paid to China in a lot of different areas. But again, very disparate stories, very disparate news agencies, and not really all put together. But again, this is bearing out one of my contentions that basically the concept here is Iran is a go. That whole war thing, it has to happen. It's going to happen. Make no mistake about it. So big things are in the plan, in the works in regards to Iran. Now, when you look at the billions of dollars in military, you know, armaments and in oil and all sorts of economic partnerships, China and Russia have a great deal to lose if Iran falls to the United States. As a result of that, they would rather attack Iran themselves than let us get in there. And certainly they may have some sort of defensive thing going on where they would attack whomever attacks Iran, whether it's Israel or the United States. So I think that the U.S. Placement of various things around the world is simply designed to intercept or possibly preemptively strike the supporters of Iran, anyone who would seek to get in the way of that war. Now, Taiwan perhaps could be used as an excuse, because Taiwan is a perfect example of one of the many hypocrisies we've seen in American policy, which is that we want to have the whole world to have freedom, but not a government that would elect, that would be Hamas government. We can't have that. And not a country that would elect Ahmadinejad, because we can't have that. And not a country that would elect Saddam Hussein, although that wasn't really much of an election. but we want freedom for everybody, but not Taiwan. You know, it just goes on and on. So this one came out just Thursday, monstersandcritics.com. It says, a Taiwanese official said Thursday the island's government does not expect any change or damage in its relations with the United States over Washington's opposition to plans for a referendum on joining the United Nations under the name Taiwan. So, in essence, Taiwan wants to join the United Nations as a separate entity, even though their official name is, like, owned by China or something like that. They want to join the UN as a separate entity under Taiwan rather than China. As a result of that, China probably not too happy with this whole thing. Now, the U.S. is opposing this move. And what you have here is this Taiwanese official said, it's no big deal. It's not going to change our relationship with the United States, indicating that, quite simply, they know that our opposition is just surface opposition. We're probably working behind the scenes to help them with that. And they know that, and they're not even worried about it. Anyway, according to Zhu Meiyu, deputy director of the North American Affairs of the Foreign Ministry out of Taiwan, she said, quote, the U.S. opposition merely reflects its longtime position over Taiwan's joining international organizations, end quote. Her comment came after opposition critics claimed that plans by President Chen Shui-bian to push ahead with the holding of the controversial referendum early next year would hurt the island's ties with its informal ally and biggest arms supplier, the United States. And again, the official's like, no, come on, that's silly. Of course this is not going to change our relationship. They just—they always object to us joining international organizations, presumably to keep our relationship up with China, right? Chen, it says, has planned to hold the referendum alongside the presidential election in March of 2008. But the U.S. State Department said Tuesday it opposed such a referendum because it would only serve to increase tensions with China, which considers Taiwan a breakaway province. Zhu noted that the planned referendum would not attempt to change the cross-strait status quo, nor would President Chen abandon his previous pledge of not declaring Taiwanese independence. China has warned that it would recover Taiwan by force if Taipei seeks independence, either directly or indirectly, for instance, by changing its official name from Republic of China or revising its constitution. So if Taiwan makes any move to directly or indirectly declare independence, China will take over Taiwan. They'll just go in there and clean house or shoot a bunch of missiles. Either way, the U.S. does not want to get dragged into that. We want to be seen as having the subtlety of China in supporting China's enemies the way that China's supporting our enemies. But again, folks, the overall picture here, the overall destination is Iran. Must have Iran. And why, you ask? It's all about money. We're going to continue this and look at a few other angles here while we have the time that we have. But you're more than welcome to weigh in with your thoughts if you'd like. 800-313-9443. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan, and welcome back. Got about 25 minutes left in the program. Of course, this is our final hour. This hour is being brought to you courtesy of the generosity of our friends at Soleil Wellness, the makers of superior natural salt crystal products, including the one that I'm always raving about, the salt crystal lamps. These things are absolutely beautiful. If you've never seen them before, you'll just absolutely love them. You can see them online. You can call and ask them all the questions you may have. In fact, you may have even seen these lamps before and not realized what they were, but it's just a giant block of salt, and with the light in it, it kind of shines a little on the yellow/orange side, I guess color-wise, but they're bright and they're beautiful, and they filter the air. It's really fantastic stuff, and they do so without the noise of a conventional air filter. It's fantastic. They also have skincare products, oral care products, natural foods, and a heck of a lot more. You can check out the website for all the information at www.natural-salt-lamps.com or call them toll-free at 866-497-0274. And as always, my friends, we ask you to support all of our sponsors and advertisers, the people who make this show and this network possible. All right, so getting back to some news, I've been sort of reading a variety of different things that indicate big things are going on in the world in areas and in aspects that maybe you've not heard of, maybe you haven't expected to hear these things, but really fantastic. This one is out of the Christian News and Media Agency, and it came out on June 12th, okay? Here's what it says. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signaled that Russia is not only prepared to begin a new arms race, but also challenge control for the New World Order. Putin has boldly suggested a New World Financial Order that emphasizes the growing industrial markets embraced by Russia, China, India, and Brazil, and de-emphasizes the economies of the United States, Japan, and countries in the European Union. So now we're seeing all these things happening, the whole angle lining up. Iran, not really mentioned in this whole bunch, but again, Russia and China are. And they have a vested interest in Iran, again, and Iran's oil. See, you look at the whole scheme of things. You've got your countries with large oil deposits and your countries with large natural gas deposits. I believe Russia is the largest natural gas supply in the world. Saudi Arabia is the number one oil supply in the world. Iran is number two in both areas, meaning they have a substantial amount of both. So, again, when you're thinking of it in that term and the fact that Iran has no refining capacity, so they have a lot of oil but nothing that they can really do with it, the oil companies want in on this. Make no mistake, they want in on this action. And so does Russia. That's why they're proposing a New World Financial Order that they will, of course, be the head of. Of course. Putin, who made his remarks at a business summit in St. Petersburg, suggested that some 60% of the world's gross domestic product came from outside the industrial nations of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Britain, and the U.S., a virtual flip of the world economy since 1957. Putin's bold move signals that Russia, which was economically devastated after the fall of the Soviet Union, has regained its economic footing and is willing once again to be the counterbalance to the free market structure of the West. This time, however, Russia prefers to align itself with a new world power structure that challenges the very existence of the West, including Israel, by promoting a new brand of democracy and market-based economy. The Putin remarks could indicate that Russia now believes it is powerful enough on the world stage that it will once again move towards world domination, this time, however, using democracy rather than communism. Yes. So in essence, the Russian model for world domination is exactly the same as the American model for world domination, huh? Using democracy as sort of the carrot on the stick. It's amazing. Russia's recent moves to strengthen its military, expand its influence in the oil-rich Middle East through energy development and supply agreements, and pursue a blistering pace of military sales and weapons technology development to purveyors of terrorism is a clear sign that Russia is back in business at the hub of the axis of evil, meaning Iran. And we've already talked about China as well. This time, however, Russia will use a mixture of free market economic strategies, democratic principles, and deceptive diplomacy to appear to the West that the former Soviet Union nation is no longer a threat to the peace and well-being of the free world. So Russia and China being equally sneaky on the world stage, but again, these kinds of comments make it really not so sneaky at all, right? I mean, this is not straight out of the intelligence agencies. This is straight out of the Christian News and Media Agency, so relatively mainstream media outlet. This is not a secret at all. It's just not really being talked about. Putin's call for a new world financial order will be rebuffed by many, but many others will receive the signal and begin aligning themselves with the new world order of Putin. There is a race between Putin and U.S. President George W. Bush to establish globalism on their own terms. The one world order may be repulsive to some, embraced by others, but is quickly coalescing into a structure that will be far more powerful than the United Nations and anything that's ever been seen before on the earth. Revelation 13:7 speaks of the leader of the one world order in the end times as saying, quote, and power was given him for all over all kindreds and tongues and nations, end quote. The foundation is now swiftly being laid for the Antichrist, and you're watching it unfold. It's very true that these things are happening. And, of course, the agenda here, and we've seen it many, many times, is that to facilitate all of these moves, such as Iraq and presumably Iran, in the realm of fear, right? We have to be scared. We're not going to be convinced because we're going to start asking hard questions because we've been burned by the lead up to Iraq, right? Oh, trust us, they have weapons of mass destruction, we promise. Now we're going to say, prove it. And they're going to say, well, we have proof. Where is it? Let me see it. Who's it come from? What does it say? Where's your proof? Where's the evidence? Who else has confirmed this? What does this international agency have to say? What does that international agency have to say? And it goes on and on and on. So at that point, you have to wonder about terrorism, right? I mean, are people really scared of terrorists in America? I don't know. I'm not. I don't think any of you are. Terrorism is, the idea of terrorism, again, is presumably, and when you look at it from all the way back in history, the concept of terrorism has mostly been to draw attention to a cause that isn't being addressed. Well, these days, terrorism is about people who want to kill us because of our freedoms. I don't believe that for a second. I don't think somebody's going to say, hey, we're unhappy that you have freedom, so we're going to go over there and kill you. Because why? Because then you won't be... I can't even say it hardly with a straight face. They're going to come and kill us. Why? To teach us a lesson. Why? Because then we won't be free anymore when we're dead. That'll teach us. What? These Islamo-fascists, as some of the right-wing news and talk radio organizations would like to call them, they believe in an afterlife too. So if they think that they're going to punish us by killing us and then us going to our version of an afterlife, then how is that teaching us a lesson? It's really not. So there's a number of things, whether you blame it on Islamic radicalism or whatnot, it just doesn't hold up to scrutiny. But again, they're not trying to draw attention to a cause. They're trying to kill us because they don't like what our cause is, supposedly freedom. It just doesn't make any sense at all in any capacity. So the point of terrorism is what? To draw attention to a cause. Yeah, I understand that. I already said that. But the point is, it's to inspire terror, right? I mean, the whole point of terrorism is for you to be terrified. Well, who's terrifying you? It's not Islamic radicals. It's the media and their portrayal of things and their overselling of the threat. Now, I'm not saying there isn't a real threat, and we've covered this before. I think Al-Qaeda itself as an organization is a case study in expert marketing. Because whether or not Al-Qaeda was an actual organization before, they surely are now, because all of these great successes against the great Satan of the United States of America have been attributed to Al-Qaeda, making people who hate the United States of America want to join Al-Qaeda, whether it was real before it was not. It is now. That's the point. So what happens when people stop believing the hype? Well, then they maybe start getting skeptical about things. It's been a while. Right? We've heard about all these supposed attacks that have almost taken place, like the six guys who were going to attack Fort Dix military base in New Jersey, I believe. Really? Six guys were going to attack Fort Dix. You've got six guys. Six! Not 600, not 6,000, not even 16, but six guys are going to attack a military base? Where's the logic in that? If you only have six guys, do you really think you're going to make headway at Fort Dix? Of all the military bases, Fort Dix? I mean, that's like the stage of deployment for, I think, almost all of the military operations abroad is out of Fort Dix. It's where they get all the training at. These guys are armed. You're going to attack a military base with six guys? And they said, yeah, well, you know, they were looking at getting some mortars. Did they have mortars? Well, no, but they were looking to find some. Well, that's great. So were they really going to attack Fort Dix, or did they maybe just get drunk and talk about it or whatever? You know, it's just unbelievable to me. I just don't buy it. It's not to say that terrorism isn't real. It's that the version of terrorism that they're trying to sell us is something taken dramatically, probably out of context, overblown and oversold so the media can have something to talk about besides Paris Hilton and blah, 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 blah. So that means that when the public starts getting cynical about the threat against us, probably they'll try to perpetrate something. But an interesting story that came out at the Christian Science Monitor on the 21st, a Thursday, had this to say. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff is upbeat about the prospects for immigration legislation, worried by a growing complacency about terrorist threats, bemused by Washington's political culture, and dismissive of critics who say his department is unmanageable. The secretary said he was quote-unquote optimistic that immigration legislation will clear Congress, given a willingness on both sides to compromise. So basically, Michael Chertoff is saying pretty much what I've been saying, in that, you know, when people are talking about the immigration bill, the main thing is that both Republicans and Democrats agree. They just differ on the way. Like I made the example the other day to a caller. I said the Republicans want to paint the room blue. Democrats want to paint the room blue. Republicans want light blue. Democrats want dark blue. But they both want blue, and I don't want blue. And you don't want blue. We don't want the immigration legislation. But the politicians do. Why? Because then big business, who funds their political operations, gets cheap labor, and as a result of that, they get to increase their security in the name of immigration and blah, 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 blah. The point is Michael Chertoff is making the point, and the point is that he's inexperienced enough in politics to be able to say this and not think, oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. But he said, quote, "The essence of compromise is the recognition that the way to achieve something good for most people is for everyone to recognize they can't insist on a 100% win. It's going to have to be a win for everybody," end quote. So he knows full well that the whole thing is everybody, the Democrats and the Republicans for the most part agree that there should be an immigration bill, and they for the most part agree on what that bill will contain. They just differ on the details, and the details are not going to make us any safer. It's not going to make it any less of an amnesty. The secretary oversees a department with some 180,000 employees, the third largest workforce in the federal government. Formed after 9/11, from 22 separate agencies, there have been notable missteps, including the performance of the Federal Emergency Management Agency during Hurricane Katrina. Most recently, border guards let tuberculosis patient Andrew Speaker cross from Canada into the United States, despite his being on a watch list. Some critics have said the department is too big and composed of too many disparate parts to manage effectively. 180,000 employees formed together into one agency, the Department of Homeland Security, from 22 separate agencies. Okay? And people say it's too big, man. It's not working. Chertoff disagrees, saying, quote, "The idea that the solution to every problem is always reorganize everything is completely boneheaded. There comes a point where you have to recognize you don't grow a plant by tearing it up at the roots every year. You have to let it grow. In this case, we actually have convincingly demonstrated the value of integration, so I don't think this department is too big to manage," end quote. What? Listen to this guy. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, was formed by reorganizing 22 separate agencies and throwing them into one. And he said the idea that the solution to every problem is to always reorganize everything is completely boneheaded. "We have convincingly demonstrated the value of integration. I don't think the department is too big to manage." So in essence, he says that the idea of forming Department of Homeland Security, of reorganizing things, is boneheaded. But yet that's his company, that's his organ, that's his deal. So obviously the guy, again, tripping over his own words, almost contradicting himself completely. When asked what about his job kept him up at night, Chertoff said he usually slept well, saying, quote, "In the long run, I worry, of course, about a weapon of mass destruction, but I would say in the short run, I worry about a developing complacency and cynicism about the threat we are facing from Islamic extremism. I do worry that we are beginning to swing in the other direction. People are starting to be unwilling to make the necessary sacrifices in order to make sure that we can continue to disrupt and repel attacks on the U.S., end quote. Really. Chertoff worries about this. This keeps him up at night. He worries that people are unwilling to make the necessary sacrifices. Freedom ain't free. Where's your bumper stickers? Where's your flags? Go buy some flags and fund some new Chinese weaponry, ladies and gentlemen. That's what Chertoff is saying. Hey, people have to make sacrifices, necessary sacrifices, to make sure we can continue to disrupt and repel attacks on the United States by, of course, sacrificing what? What are we sacrificing here but freedom? People are complaining too much about having to get passports to go across the border. People are complaining too much about, oh, we don't want to be eavesdropped upon. Yeah, you big babies, you got to make sacrifices. If we're going to stop these Islamo-fascists, you're going to have to lose some freedoms. And if you're not willing to give them up, then we will take them from you. I didn't say that, but still. He's worried about the complacency. People aren't worried about terrorism anymore. Well, I thought this was interesting. Sort of on the same vein, this one came out on the 21st, and strangely enough, same exact day as this story that we just read about Michael Chertoff's worried, people aren't worried about terrorism. This is from, you can find this at angusreed.com. It came out June 21st. Now, it's a poll result. However, the source of the poll is Fox News. So you can kind of get a feel for the whole thing. Here's what it says. Many adults in the United States believe political violence is more menacing than climate change, according to a poll by Opinion Dynamics released by Fox News. 52% of respondents think global terrorism poses a more serious threat to the world than global warming. So this is done completely along the lines of party politics here, because global warming is kind of a Democrat issue, right? Stay with us, folks. We'll be back to wrap up the big show in about 3 minutes.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or...
Take it all lying down, 'cause once I get started, I go to town. 'Cause I'm not like everybody else. 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 And I don't wanna roll about like everybody else. And I don't wanna live my life like everybody else. And I will say that I'm the one like everybody else. Cause I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen, tail end of hour number three, and really the whole show here. Anyway, we've been talking about this. Terrorism fears surpass global warming in the United States. Now, can you believe that? It's possible. I'm not really worried about global warming, but I'm not really worried about terrorism either. Again, it's all about fear. Fear motivates people to do things, and I just refuse to be that person. But the story goes on. The term global warming refers to an increase in the Earth's average temperature. Some theories say that climate change might be the result of human-generated carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases, which means if you drive your car, you run your lawnmower, you burp, or pass some gas, you have ruined the planet. It goes on to say this. In November of 2005, former U.S. Vice President Al Gore declared during an interview, quote, I don't want to diminish the threat of terrorism at all. It is extremely serious, but on a long-term global basis, global warming is the most serious problem we are facing, end quote. There you go. Over the coming decades, here's the question. Which do you think will pose a more serious threat to the world, climate change and global warming, or the effects of global terrorism? 52% said global terrorism, 28% said climate change, 15% said they were equal, 4% said they didn't know. And again, from Opinion Dynamics and Fox News. So it's kind of a partisan poll there. And again, it just goes down to fear. Look, here's the thing, folks. They would like you to believe that if you give up everything, you let them track you, trace you, follow you around, surveil you in every possible conceivable way, that you somehow will be kept safe from terrorism. It's not true. Okay? Take a good look at the airports. When you go to the airport, you're not treated as an American citizen being protected by the U.S. government. You are treated like a potential terrorist by a government agency who wants to treat you like a terrorist. And we have gone from innocent till proven guilty to guilty until proven beyond the shadow of a doubt innocent. There's a story that came out earlier this week, which I'm not going to have time for here today. 57-year-old grandmother, a principal at a middle school in Iowa, she is officially on the no-fly list, on the terrorist suspect list, because she brought a bread knife on a school field trip. 37 middle school kids taking them to a band competition. And she declared that she had some things, butter knives and things like that. And she forgot about one. And she was told by TSA that she has committed a felony. She's considered a terrorist now and will be on the terrorist watch list. 57-year-old grandmother, a principal at a middle school in Iowa. This is where fear has taken us. This is where sacrificing and surrendering our freedoms, given by God, surrendered by man, owned by the U.S. government in their minds. This is where fear has gotten us. Fear has not solved anything. Fear has not accomplished anything. Fear has restricted and restrained us and turned us into a nation of slaves. I refuse to be fearful, my friends. God didn't make me that way, and the media is not going to turn me into that, and I hope that they won't for you either. So stay awake, stay aware, and have yourselves a spectacular and worry-free weekend, okay? We'll see you again Monday evening for more Frankly Speaking Radio. Till then, we will see you later.
It's true.